Chodesh Tov, everyone. We are in the month of Tammuz, which is a sign, the Hebrew sign of Cancer, in the lunisolar Hebrew biblical calendar. Okay, so what does that mean for the ones who do not understand the Hebrew calendar? Remember that the Hebrew calendar is a biblical calendar, and it is based on what is called a lunisolar calendar. The lunisolar calendar is a calendar that on the big cycle of the years, it goes by the sun. Okay, and you have four axes in every year, which are the equinox, which is the days in which the day and the night are equal, and the shortest and the shortest day in the winter, which they are fixed. However, the month go by the moons. By the way, the lunisolar calendar is the calendar of most of the Far Eastern civilizations. The Hindu civilization is lunisolar calendar. The Chinese calendar is lunisolar. The Japanese, the Thai, the Burmese, it's like most of the, like the big majority of all the cultural civilizations in the Far East are lunisolar, a very similar by the mathematical way and the structure as the Hebrew biblical calendar. The two calendars that we know, like the solar calendar, which is a Christian calendar, based on the Roman calendar, but also the original Roman calendar was also lunisolar. Later on, it became only a solar calendar. That came later. Also, the Islamic calendar, that is only lunar without any calculation of the solar, and that's why you're losing 10, 11 days every year, that came out with Islam. Okay, so the natural calendars are basically the lunisolar. Why? Because we have to remember something that is very important. The creation is an ongoing dance of two forces, the creator and the creation. The creator is the male force, and that is symbolized by the sun, the ruling planet of the month of Leo. And the creation, the female aspect of reality, that is symbolized by the moon, which is the ruling planet of this month, Tammuz, the month of Cancer. So these two forces, they are the basically the two active forces in our reality. Although we have to remember that like the sun, like the moon, we, humanity, we have no light of our own. Whatever we see around, experience, is the light of the Creator. And there's nothing but the light of the Creator. Whatever free will we have is how do we manage that light and our relationship for that light. And therefore, the natural, metaphysical, correct calendar is the lunisolar, luna. Luni, because luna is the moon, solar is the sun, and the way that every day's life, it's always that kind of debate between the vessel and the light, the soul and the creator. And there's nothing else. It's the only game in town. There's no other game in town. And if you don't realize that this is the only game in town, that you have a problem. Because you will never be able to figure out what reality is about. So, how does that affect us when the month of Tammuz is starting? And again, why do we need the moons to be calculated by the month? Think about it, even in English, the word a month is coming from the moon. Month and moon. Okay? Also in Hebrew, Chodesh comes from the word Leitchadesh, to renew. Who is the planet that symbolizes renewal? The moon. The moon has the ups and the downs. And there's a new moon, and the new moon is about a renewal of a flow of energy that we need to take it in our consideration in order to be able to navigate in our really chaotic universe. Okay, so what is the issue? The issue is, when does a new month start? When do we know, when do we see that, you know, if somebody was born, let's say this year, 2022, 5782, okay, somebody was born yesterday, okay, according to the solar calendar, he is already a Cancer. Why? He was born after the longest day, okay, that happened to be every year on June 21st. Now, in the Hebrew calendar, he's still a Gemini because the new moon happened only now. Okay, so what is he? A Gemini or a Cancer? And the answer is both, which means you cannot just say that the sun is not in Cancer. The sun is in Cancer. Okay, however, when does the sun go into Cancer? There's no line in the heavens that shows when the sun moves from Gemini into Cancer. How do you know? And there's an argument. Not all astrologers agree when is the beginning of Cancer and the end of Gemini. Now, all those astrological calendars, the Jewish one, the biblical one, and the Far Eastern ones, the Chinese, the Japanese, and so on and so forth, the Hindu, all of them understand that the moment the new moon is starting, this is a turning point in the flow, because the moon is the satellite of planet Earth. And when the moon is being renewed, the new moon is starting, a new flow of energy is starting. Now you have to understand that in Hebrew, the word for a zodiac sign is mazal. Now, in Hebrew, every word should be understood, first of all, by the shoresh source. What are the shoresh letters of the word mazal? And the shoresh letters of the word mazal is nun, zayin, lamed. Nun, zayin, lamed means, in Hebrew, a flow. Okay? So, when we speak about a mazal, it's not a zodiac sign, it is the flow, which means there's a different flow of frequencies and energies in the month of Cancer than during the month of Gemini. And because there's a different flow, the same way a captain of a ship will never sail without learning all the time all the weather reports, satellite reports and stuff like this, because you must be really irresponsible not to look at the weather reports before you take the journey and when you navigate. Same thing, every human being must take into account the weather report, the metaphysical weather report, which means what kind of a flow is there, because you need to navigate through life. So, what is special about the month of Tammuz? So, how do we learn the technology of every zodiac sign and their effect on our behavior? Okay, now destiny. You know, when you start to learn the regular Western astrology, you know, when I met that many years ago, I thought this is nonsense, because who decided that people from the sign of Cancer are emotional, they see black and white, they have those manic depressive kind of mood issues, like who decided? You can take an astrology book and you have like dozens of pages just describing every sign. But who decided? On what base? It's like, you know, whoever has a scientific, modern outlook about life, we look at it as nonsense. Like, you need to have some references. Where did you take all of that? Only when I started to study Kabbalah, and I realized there is a pattern, there is a reference to all of that, and it's not because just somebody had a dream or he channeled that, because that's not good enough in order to bring the facts to your life. So how do you see that? And here comes the Kabbalistic understanding. But before that, we know that we have to understand beforehand all of these issues. We have to say that there's something really special about the month of Tammuz. It is said in the Torah, the book of Exodus, chapter 2, verse 2, and she hid him for 3 months. After Moses was born, his mother Yocheved hid him for 3 months, and after 3 months she could not hide him anymore. Then she put him in an ark, and she put him in the Nile. Okay? So, of course, if he was born in the seventh day of Adar, Pisces, 3 months, we're talking about Pisces, Aries, and Taurus. And the Zohar has something else. You know, every verse in the Torah has many layers of understanding and encoding. And the Zohar of Parashat Shmot, in Zohar Sulam, verse 193, it says, when it speaks about these 3 months, yes, we're talking about the 3 months that Moses was hidden, which means he was a month old on the 7th of Nisan, 2 months old on the 7th of Iyar, 3 months old on the 7th of Sivan, and that's when she put him on the in the ark on the Nile. Okay, that's, you don't argue with that, that's simple. But there is a hidden message behind it. And the Zohar says these are 3 months of harsh judgment. These months are Tammuz, Cancer, Av, Leo, Tevet, Capricorn. During these months, the Shekhinah is hidden because of the judgments. What does that mean? That the Shekhinah, how can the Shekhinah be hidden? There's some reasons that there are some astrological forces in the universe that because of these forces, we're going to see why later on, during these 3 months, there's not so much protection. And therefore, what I mean there's not so much protection? If you notice, we do have immense protection. That's why Rabbi Isaac Luria is saying that every morning in the Hebrew prayer book, there is a psalm for Thanksgiving. And you have to say the Psalms of Thanksgiving every day, because every day we are all experiencing miracles of that our lives are being saved once after another, but we do not even know that. And so we, in order to be thankful for all of these miracles, we say the Thanksgiving Psalms every day. Okay? So, which means we do have a kind of a protection daily without us even knowing that. However, this protection is not that much available during these 3 months. Therefore, we need during these 3 months to be much more aware not to go into challenging, risking moments. So our question is, what does it mean to be careful? What does it mean that there are harsh judgments? And the answer is that when you know, especially looking at the Hebrew calendar, when you know there's a day or a month with harsh judgment, it means that there is an intensity that it will take much more energy and power to control, to balance, than usually. And therefore, you need to lay low, which means you need to manage going consciously into high pressure events. And therefore, you know, during the months, let's say, of Tammuz and Av, Cancer and Leo, especially during what is the period that is called the 3 weeks. These 3 weeks between the 17th of Tammuz and the 9th of Av, during these 3 weeks, no weddings, no celebrations, because everybody knows when you have a wedding, how much pressure organizing a wedding could be involved. That can take normal people out of their minds. So when there is a lot of judgment, normal people that usually function normally, the moment you put them in a very, very high pressure situation, they can lose it. If you are going through those days, the statistics, the probabilities to lose it are much higher, because there is an energy of harsh judgment. What does it mean, harsh judgment? It is much harder to balance ourselves. And therefore, the probabilities that we can fall off the tracks are much higher during this time. Therefore, you should lay low. It does not mean that it's a bad time and you should sit down and cry and be upset. No, this is not the story. The story is basically calculating the thing that we are right now in a very intense way, which means, give you an example. Let's say if I'm driving somewhere 10 kilometers an hour, okay, because it's a neighborhood with a lot of kids running around on the streets, or it is in the outside in nature and it's not paved roads, so I'm going slowly 10 kilometers an hour, 20 kilometers an hour, my chance to have a big accident is not so high, because I'm not really having big intensity. However, if I'm driving on a highway, something like 120 kilometers an hour, I need to be much, much more careful about my behavior, the way I turn the wheel, okay? And if my car is not really in tune, that can be really life-threatening. It will be life-threatening. If the wheels are not tuned up, there's a lot of things. So the moment you put a lot of high pressure intensity on your life, and you know that you know that it's too dangerous, because that's a place. So you drive if you know that your car did not go through tune-up. So do not drive on the fast lane. Drive on the not so fast lane, and really be focused on the road. It's not the time to play with your phone, for sure. It's never the time when you're driving. But you should be much more careful about watching the road and the wheel that you're driving. I think you got the message. So during these coming 2 months, Tammuz and Av, Cancer and Leo, it's all, first of all, it is about being extremely careful, and not, if you don't really have to, do not put yourself in situations of high pressure, which means driving very fast on a fast road when you know that you have some some clicks in your car and you're not so sure about the tune-up. Okay, so I hope we just made it clear, although we're going to relate to it later on from other angles. Now, so how do you come about understanding the why of the zodiac calendar? So we understand when we're talking about Kabbalah, Kabbalah is a wisdom. It's not a belief system. It's not based on emotions, and it's not based on assumptions of some people many, many years ago, that they came out with this idea, they channeled it, and it came with the idea of a belief system that we have to follow now because they were sure it is the right thing. No, this is not Kabbalah. Kabbalah is speaking about the science of how is the universe structured. What are the forces that the universe is made of? What is the process of evolution that generated and created every aspect of the time-space of what we know as our universe? And because the Kabbalistic teachings are based on monotheism, what does that mean? Monotheism is that idea that everything is interconnected, everything is part of one big thought system, network, matrix, whatever you want to call it, and which basically is by modern science, is proving more and more and more all the ideas of the ancient Kabbalists. Okay? Starting with Newton, Sir Isaac Newton basically wrote by himself that all the rules of physics derive from the rules of metaphysics that are written in the Torah. That's how Sir Isaac Newton saw it. The fact that there's only one God, which means there's nothing but God, and everything is God. Everything is one system, one force. There aren't few forces working. There's no Satan as an independent force. There's no few gods that are independent forces, and they have kinds of interactions and relations among them. There's only one system, this one system with one system of rules and laws. And as physics is teaching us, they are the laws of cause and effect. Okay? And the laws of cause and effect, so every action, they will be a reaction. Now, if you understand the laws of the universe, you know how to manage by these laws in order to get the best out of every moment, every day, every year of your life. So, when we are talking about what are the major forces that this universe is made of, we're talking first of all about the four forces that are symbolized by the four letters of the name of God, what is called the Tetragrammaton. Okay, so we have them. One, as we see on the top right, and that's called the Yud. The Yud is related also as Sfirat Chochmah. Okay, this is the Yud, Chochmah, and which manifests in our time dimension as what we call the spring. The 3 months of the spring, Aries, Taurus, and Gemini, they make up together that force, cosmic force, that manifests as what we call the time of the year of the 3 months of the spring. After the spring, number two, is the summer. And the summer is corresponding or manifesting the cosmic force that is called the letter He. Okay, that's a symbol for it. That's a frequency of it. And it is called Bina. Now, what's behind the He and Bina? It's the element of water. Okay, and what is the element of water? So that we can see also in ancient astrologies, all four elements, each one of them represents a frequency, a flow, mazal. What is water about? Water is about sharing and about emotions. Deep emotions. And therefore, if we look at the three signs of the summer, Cancer, Leo, and Virgo, all three of them, deep inside, they are, according to Kabbalah, water signs, which means that's not like Western astrology. The Western astrology is just talking about the on the surface. On the surface, Cancer is a water sign, Leo is a fire sign, and Virgo is an earth sign. Okay, but that's on the surface. Kabbalistic teachings is not against it, but in the core, because they are the 3 months of the summer, they have a very strong water drive, and that drive means emotions and sharing. So if you know Cancerians, you know, people that were born under the sign of Cancer, especially if you have a Cancer mother, this is a very, how should I say, suffocating situation, because being a mother and a Cancer at the same time, that's really overwhelming for most people, which means the need, the motherly need of Cancer to give, to share, to impose their love and their giving upon you, that's Cancer. Now Leo is the fatherly. Okay, how do you say Leo in Hebrew? Av. Av means a father. It's a father aspect. Okay, Cancer is the moon, ruled by the moon, and Leo is by the sun. So you have the father and the mother. And what is it? So the mother is feeding you, giving you this emotional support and push and drive. The Leo is the father aspect, which is about, you know, I'm giving you advices. I'm setting the boundaries for you. Leo is the fatherly aspect of sharing and giving. And if it's not balanced, if you notice, it can become very obsessive compulsive and you'll have to handle it. Okay? Virgo, if you notice, they have also a very strong issue of helping and sharing. You'll find a lot of people in care, in the care business. You know, people that do all kinds of caregiving jobs. Could be nurses, could be all kinds of professions of, today you have a lot of it, like especially in alternative medicine, which is caregiving, acupuncture. It's all about helping others in a very, very kind of visionary thing, that my job is caring. Could be civil servant. You'll find it. But where is this coming from? Because that could be written down in many astrology books. Where is it coming from? Because the core energy of all three signs, Cancer, Leo, and Virgo, the three signs of the summer, are coming from Bina. Bina is also called the mother. So there's a motherly giving urge in all three signs, and it manifests differently by each one of them. Okay, so now, after we learn that, now what's the difference between the three? The difference between the three, if you notice, in every triplet, in every sign, let's say you take the spring on the right, top right, so you see Aries is the right, Taurus is left, Gemini is center, which means that means the right means right column, giving, caring, sharing, left column means receiving power and so on, center column means synthesis between the two, looking for the balance. So you find this right, left, and center in the spring, in the summer, in the fall, and in the winter. Okay, so what did we have? We have the Cancer that by core, because it's a summer month, it is water. Okay, when we talk about right, left, and center, right, giving, caring is water. Left is fire. Center is air. Okay, relatively. So when you look at that column of the three, so we understand that Cancer is water because it's the summer. It's water because it's the first sign of the three, all first signs. I think it's called it's Western astrology cardinal signs. All cardinal signs are basically have a water ingredient. So Aries, you know, having Aries friends, they'll shower you with gifts and giving and caring, and it's always like you need something in the middle of the night, they'll come and help you. That's because of the water aspect, not the fire aspect of their nature. Same thing with Cancer, the giving aspect. Same thing with Libra. In the fall, Libra has also a very strong urge of serving, giving, helping, and being there for somebody else. And Capricorn, that they have, all Capricorns have that side of giving. Okay, it's not always developed. However, they have that side of giving, giving service, and so on. So, what do we have? Let's go back to Cancer. So it is a water sign from the aspect of the summer. It is water because of it's the first sign, the cardinal sign of the summer. And also the cycle of the elements that we know in Western astrology, according to that cycle, which is also true, it's also water. If you notice, that is the only sign of all 12 signs that is in all three aspects the same sign. Let's go look at Aries. From the point of view of the spring, it is fire. From the point of view of the three signs of the spring, it's water. From the point of view of the elements of the Western astrology, it is fire. So it's double fire, one water. Okay, let's say Scorpio. It's in the fall. Point of view of the spring, it is air. That's why Scorpios are very intelligent and they appreciate intelligence and they can't stand stupidity. Okay? Left column means fire. And that's their urge to create and creativity and warlike stuff. And it is water. There's a lot of emotions over there. So you see, it's a combination of air, fire, and water. That's Scorpio. Sagittarius will give you air, and fire. Okay? So that's why they're so fast, because so much air fanning the fire, lots of energy. So you see, this is a language that is very mathematic, and therefore it makes it easier to explain to somebody with an analytical mind in our modern world, you know, what's the base of all this stuff written about each one of the zodiac signs. There is a base, and the base is very, very simple. When you understand those cycles that manifest themselves in our reality. So, as we said, let's go back to Cancer. It's the only zodiac sign that is water from all three aspects. What is that? What does that mean? It means a lot of emotions. A lot of instability, emotional instability. And if you want to add upon it, it was the ruling planet of Cancer, the moon. And the moon is the symbol of emotional instability. When somebody is emotionally unstable, in many languages, the name for that instability is derived from the moon. In English, it is lunatic. Luna is the moon in Latin. Lunatic. Okay? So in Hebrew, it's Sahari. Sahari in Hebrew is one of the names of the moon, or Chole Yareach, moonsick. Okay? When you want to say that somebody is emotionally unstable, you use the word moon in the name. So the moon is something, because how do you see that? You see what affects water on this planet more than anything else. The moon, high tide, low tide, high tide, low tide, manic, depressive, okay? Cancer. So we understand that we have over here, during the month of Tammuz, the basic theme is emotional instability, and it is extreme. Why extreme? When you have some too much of something good, okay, then that can become bad, right? Unless you use it with power, with intensity, with consciousness, and you do it for a good cause. What does it mean? I can say from my own experience, I didn't believe in astrology till I got to know Kabbalah. I didn't even think that this idea even deserves to be taught about, spoken about. Like, what a crazy idea. Somebody was born in a certain time that affects who they are and what they are. Like, I couldn't even think as a scientist that you can even give it a thought. And then I started to teach Kabbalah and spirituality, and I realized that people are so predictable most of the times, and you can see by people's behavior, you can see their chart. You look at somebody's behavior, you know, after knowing many people, advising many people, you realize, you know, that's a Cancer, that's a Leo, it's so obvious. It's like it's projected from their behavior. And it's very humiliating, which means, you know, don't I have a say? No, you're born in that sign, and that will affect you. But what I noticed, and that is known, whoever has, and that's important, because not all of us were born in the month of Tammuz. Not all of us are being ruled by or born under the influence of the sign of Cancer. However, if you look at a zodiac chart, in a zodiac chart of a human being, at the birth chart, you see all 12 signs of the zodiac. You see 12 houses that each one of them represents another. As in the same way you could see over here, you have few cycles, and you can see the synthesis of the houses and the zodiac sign and the planets. And if you look at the normal human being's zodiac chart, birth chart, you can see in their chart all 12 signs. However, the chart tells you which signs are dominant in which aspect of the person's personality. Okay, and that will help us. So what does it mean? All of human beings have Cancer in their birth chart. All human beings need to know the aspect of the sign of Cancer in order to be able to become better people. Which means all 12 signs of the zodiac play in our individual tikkun. That sometimes one of them will be more dominant. Let's say when the moon or the sun or big planets like this go into your birth chart of Cancer, let's say, it means now it's a Cancer-like tikkun. What does it mean? You have to be more aware of the Cancer aspect of your tikkun, which means, first and for all, extreme emotional drives. Okay, and we all know people that allow their emotions to play with them too much, they will always have a problem. And by the way, I don't know if you know a living human beings that does not have this problem. We human beings, and therefore we do have this kind of a problem. Okay, so now when we understand, we learn about the sign of Cancer, we can understand better about dealing with our emotionality, because we all have that issue. We all have a Cancer inside us. Okay, so now how do we go about it? So another way to analyze a zodiac sign in the Hebrew calendar is looking at the Book of Formation, Sefer Yetzirah, elements in that sign, which means taking what we just spoke about it, which means the matrix of the 12 signs of the zodiac. Now we overlay upon it another layer of information. Okay? And that layer is the Hebrew letters combinations that relate specially for this zodiac sign. Now, what do we see? On the top of the page, we see the letters Chet and Tav. Okay, Chet is the letter that, according to the Book of Formation, is the letter behind the frequency of the sign of Cancer. And by the way, whoever knows Hebrew well, a lot of people will be mixed up, because that's not how you write the letter Chet usually. Usually, the writing of the letter Chet, you see the gap over here between the Vav and the Zayin. It's two letters, Vav on the right, Zayin on the left. Okay? And here you have this kind of a rooftop that connects between the Vav and the Zayin. Usually, in most times you write the letter Chet, you don't have this rooftop, because the gap between the Vav and the Zayin is filled with black, so you have on the top one straight line. If you have one straight black line on the top, everyone who reads Hebrew sees the letter Chet. Okay? But if you look at this, this is the way Rabbi Isaac Luria, the Arizal, is teaching how to write the letter Chet in the Torah, and especially in a tefillin or mezuzah parchment. And what does it mean? You take the letter Vav and the letter Zayin, and you combine them with that rooftop into one letter. So it looks like the Chet, it looks like a connection of Vav and Zayin. Okay, what's interesting is that Vav is the letter, according to Sefer Yetzirah, that is the source of the frequency of the month of Taurus. Zayin is the letter of the month of Gemini. Okay? And the word for this month, Tammuz in the Hebrew, Aramaic name of this month, Tammuz, if you read the word Tammuz, let's go backwards. Okay. See it here. Okay. Oh, here. If you look at the word Tammuz, you see Tam Vav Zayin. Tam means completion of Vav Zayin. Vav Zayin, which means the preceding months are Taurus and Gemini, and Tammuz, Cancer, will be the completion of the 2 months, a summary of the 2 months, Vav Zayin. And the letter Chet is basically the connection of the Vav Zayin. Okay? So that's very amazing, which means there's a connection between Vav, Zayin, and Chet, and something in Tammuz is completing Taurus and Gemini. What do we have, the major thing in Taurus and Gemini? The counting of the Omer. What's about the counting of the Omer? Counting of the Omer is a period of 7 weeks between Passover and Mount Sinai revelation. And, okay, most of this period is in Taurus and in Gemini. If you work really hard on building your greatness in opposition to your childliness, which means every human being has childlike behaviors, during these months, it's working on growing up. What does it mean growing up? Having better control over our childish behavior. What does it mean childish behavior? Emotional reaction without any control, right? So the more we work during Taurus and Gemini, the completion will be visible during the month of Cancer, which means when we face the challenges of the month of Cancer, we'll react to them according to our work in the previous 2 months. And what if I didn't do a work in the previous 2 months? It means it will be harder for me to face the challenges of this month. And as we said before, this is a month of judgment. How do you know it's a month of judgment? So we'll read from the Bnei Yisachar, the book of the Rabbi Tzvi Elimelech of Dinov. He lived in Eastern Europe in the during the 19th century, and he basically put together a book that has all the Jewish writings of astrology along the generations. And I'm reading, it says, "Tzeruf Avaya Sholet B'Chodesh Tammuz Hu Hei Vav Hei V'Yud." So we had, if you looked at the top, we spoke about the letter Chet, and the letter Chet, we said, is a summary of Vav and Zayin. By the way, Tammuz is Tam Vav Zayin, completion of Vav Zayin. However, what did we say? If you did not work hard during Taurus and Gemini, and you do not come to Cancer with that, you're not in shape, then Tam Vav Zayin, completion of Vav Zayin, can turn into Met. Just change the letter, the order of the letters. Met Vav Zayin. Met in Hebrew means dead. That will be death. What is death? Every time we fall out of balance, that what the Zohar calls death. That means Yeridat Madriga. You are in a certain level of spiritual awareness, connection, balance, and so on. You go on off track, you fall off the tracks. That's called experiencing death, Kabbalistically. Okay, losing your spiritual level or balance, that's called, it's a taste of death. Okay, another aspect of death is the letter Tav. That's a letter for the moon. And the Zohar is teaching us, how do you write the letter Tav? And the Zohar of Parashat Chukat tells us, you write the letter Dalet, okay, you see it over here, in Hebrew, if you look right now on the right side, of the letter Tav, that's the Hebrew letter Dalet. That's how you write the letter Dalet. On the left side of the letter Tav, that's how you write the letter Nun. So a scribe, when he writes the letter Tav, on, you know, the that's the code of writing Hebrew letters on the sacred parchment, when it is the Torah writing, mezuzah, tefillin, and stuff like this, you write the Dalet and then you stick to it a Nun. The Dalet is symbolize judgments of the male aspect. I won't go into it right now, what does it mean, but it's judgment that comes from above because we put our finger in the socket. Okay? The letter Nun on the left symbolizes the female aspect of the judgment. That's a reaction of the vessel, the shutdown, the blockage that is being created from the vessel point of view. So that's the Nun. Putting them together, that's both kinds of judgments together. This is death. And therefore, the Zohar says, 30 days before a human being dies, before his death has come, the letter Tav appears on that person's forehead. Luckily, the big majority of humans are incapable of seeing that. Otherwise, that will be horrible. Okay? But what does it mean? If you look at the letter Tav, the letter Tav is the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet. So when you say that the journey of a person is from A to Z, from Aleph to Tav, it means you came to the end of the road. And that's what death. So the letter Tav is the letter of death, the end of the road. Which means, if you look at the moon, what do you see? There's the light side and there's the dark side. And the boundaries are really clear. Which means the letter Tav is about the border between life and death. Okay? Now, if we go another symbol, is the tetragrammaton. In the Zohar, Tikkuni Zohar, it is being explained to us that if you take the tetragrammaton, as we said, this is the basic DNA of everything in the universe. Maybe this is why there are four forces in physics, Yud Kei Vav Kei, why there are four letters in DNA of every creature, again, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Maybe, probably it's coming from that. Now, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, there are 12 ways to permutate the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Each one of them is the letter combination permutation of the frequency of one of the zodiac signs. So it's another aspect of the zodiac signs. We learn from the letters permutations the way the letters are being organized in that permutation for every sign about the sign itself. In this case, says the Bnei Sakhar, the letter permutation of Tammuz that rules the month of Tammuz is He Vav Heyu, Heyud. If you look at it carefully, you realize that exactly the name of the tetragrammaton backwards. That's Yud Kei Vav Kei. But Hebrew is written from right to left. Here it's being written Yud Kei Vav Kei left to right. So if Yud Kei Vav Kei in every writings, you can write, even in the simple explanations of the Torah, the five books of Moses, every time in many, many aspects it says Yud Kei Vav Kei, when that name of God appears this way, that shows mercy. Okay? But so, if it emphasizes in all the great commentators that Yud Kei Vav Kei is mercy, writing it backwards, that means judgment. Okay? So, it's another aspect that shows that this month is a month of judgment. Okay? So it's another letters combination, which means during this month, you want to rule the forces of this month. You want to connect to the upside of this month. The letters that to meditate upon, here are the Chet for Cancer, Tav for the moon, Hey, Vav, Hey, and Yud. That's the letter permutation. And we have Shavateinu Kabel Ushma Tzakateinu Yodea Talumot. Shavateinu Kabel Ushma Tzakateinu Yodea Talumot. Okay, initials Shin Kuf Vav Tzadik Yud Tav. That from the name of 42 letters, known as the prayer of the Ana Bekoach, the seventh line, the acronym of the seventh line, this is another sequence of Hebrew letters that gives us control over the forces of this month, and they give us also the elevation above and over the judgments, so we can sweeten the judgments with our meditations, connection, and awareness. How do we do that? A, how does somebody who was born in the sign of Cancer, you know, relate to it? And as I said before, you can see people of the sign of Cancer that are wise, that are intelligent, that have huge abilities, okay, that they were born with. However, the place they are, it's their Achilles heel, is being over emotional. That could be especially people born in the Hebrew month of Cancer, people who have a solar cancer, people who have moon in cancer, or rising sign of cancer, or any kind, let's say you have people who have a bunch of planets in the sign of cancer, what does that mean? That soul came to the world, and one of its major purposes, goals, is to control, and not just control, use that emotionality for a good purpose instead of being destroyed by that over emotional behavior. What does it mean? As I said, people of very strong Cancerian influence, they are very wise. Okay? We'll read about it. If we read the book of formation about the letter Tav, the book of formation is the book related to Abram the patriarch. I'm reading from one of the greatest commentators of the Talmud that has an amazing commentary. Also, he lived somehow 1,000 years ago, okay, in Spain. The Rabbah, Rabbi Avraham ben David of Poskires. Okay, and it says, the letter Tav and the letters Shin Kuf Vav Tzadik Yud Taf, as we said from the Anah B'Korach, okay, they are controlling the month of Cancer. V'sam bo koach ha'iluch v'nesiyah v'chevra v'alicha b'yam ha'chokhma. It gave it, first of all, everything that is about a cycle, okay, routine, going back and forth, ships, any lines of communication, or high tide, low tide, high tide, low tide, all kinds of cycles that is connected to the letter Taf. But because we know that our life is all about cycles, there are cycles of, that many cycles, the cycles that rule our lives as a society, as an economy. When you understand the cycles, it's easier to navigate reality, okay? And a lot of scientists, they put a lot of energy in order to understand the cycles, because if you understand the cycles in every aspect of your life, then you can prepare. Who doesn't want to be aware and to know about what's coming? But he says all of these cycles in the ocean of wisdom, Beyam HaChokhmah. It's not just ships going back and forth on a certain communication, or airplanes going like flying in the same line between London and, let's say, Hong Kong. Okay, there's a cycle over here, correct? That's connected to the moon. But also there's a cycle, low tide, high tide, economy. There are cycles of really, bear market and a bull market. Okay, that's cycles. Now, the moment you realize that cycles, that's ocean of wisdom. Wisdom is about realizing there are forces that are driving our reality, and we have to be to consider and understand them. Okay? So, we're talking about wisdom. We're talking about understanding. But we're also talking about, and that's what the rabbi is saying, it's about extremes. Low tide, high tide, also in economy, in the stock market, and stuff like this. It's also about extremities, and we know that when a person is not balanced emotionally, then all those extremities will basically wear us down. So what do we do? What is the message for this month? And the message for this month is very, very powerful. When we, as human beings, we all have emotional reactions, okay? And the more connection we have to the sign of Cancer, our emotional reaction will be more extreme. How do we deal with it? So, there are two schools in modern psychology. The earlier school, that is from the beginning of the 20th century till the end of the 20th century, was about, you have to be aware to your emotions, and you have to discuss your emotions, and you have to recognize your emotions, and you have to talk about your emotions. And then by the end of the 20th century, many psychologists were really people with integrity realized it's not working. Just dwelling on your emotions, that does not work. You can't just be dwelling on the emotions. That will kill you. Why? You can't build a life upon it. And now, by the end of the 20th century, a new school of thought came out in modern psychology that is called positive psychology. And positive psychology is very much based on how the wisdom, the Kabbalistic wisdom, how do we deal with emotions? Okay, let me explain. People with of the sign that they have a very strong influence of Cancer, and that means all of us, starting from the new moon of the month of Cancer, all of us become very much Cancerian, which means emotions, seeing things black and white, and you know, people see things black and white, they have the tendency to be really reactive emotionally and to lose it. Okay? People who realize that life is mostly in the gray, they have more self-control. Because what life is about integration. See what's going on, understand what's going on, and asking ourselves, okay, now you feel what's going on, what do you do about it in a positive way? In modern psychology, it's called positive psychology, which means, as we said in the 20th century, especially in the 60s and 70s, it was all about connect to the emotion, connect to the pain, connect to the fear, acknowledge the pain, acknowledge the anger. I'm angry. I have to vent it out. I have to express my feelings. You know what's the problem? That research realized more and more and more facts came out in modern research in psychology. The more people are busy with their emotions and expressing their emotions, the more chaotic their life become and their environment. A working place, a family, that everybody must vent their emotions and they have to express their extreme emotions, that is like poisoning the surrounding. You're not supposed to do that. So what do? So what we learn, the Kabbalistic understanding, you have to create a synthesis, which means, yes, you do have to recognize your emotions. You do have to acknowledge the emotion. You do have to, you must look internally and realize what's going on inside you. However, I always take that controlling those emotions is like a stop sign. And a stop sign has two meanings. It's one, stop. The problem is that most people do not realize there's another meaning. When you come to an intersection and you see a stop sign, it means you must come to complete halt. Okay? You must come to complete halt. But the stop sign is also no parking. You're not allowed to park in a stop line, in a stop sign. You have to stop with all four wheels, complete stop, and then immediately you have to choose where you want to go. So, if you want to synthesize the old-fashioned psychology, you have to connect to your emotions, you have to express your emotions. Yes, you have to connect to your emotions. You have to acknowledge your emotions. You have to realize what your emotions are about. However, do not park over there. Do not restrict your emotions because you are parking. I am suppressing, restricting, holding on, whatever. You are basically feeding the negative emotion. This is when all your mazal, all your good luck flows out the window. That's where you lose all the good points of your life. You could be smart, knowledgeable, lots of experience, a caring person, doesn't matter. The moment you let you're parking in a stop sign, you are starting to collect a lot of emotional energy, and that finally would overwhelm you and you'll explode. So what you should do? You should acknowledge the emotion, and in an instant shut down that emotion. And the next thing is, choose a point you want to move for, which means choose the light in the end of the tunnel. Choose what is that you do want. Do not choose what you don't want. Do not choose to dwell on how terrible does it feel, because it never made anybody stronger, wiser, luckier by dwelling on how terrible does it feel. Okay? But if you are aware, you acknowledge, and you stop immediately, and then the only way to really stop it is, okay, what do I do about it? Focus on the solution. Do not focus on the problem. Focus on where do you want to go, what do you want to achieve, who's the person you want to become, and go there. Only if you do that, you basically overcame the emotional tide and replaced it with the surge of positive vision. So therefore, when any energy of cancer, it's about extremities. What happens when people are emotionally unstable? First of all, they become victims. Emotional instability without the stop sign method that I said, which is basically called in Kabbalistic study as the method of overpowering, the power of overcoming, because you basically acknowledge your weakness. I'm right now angry. It's a weakness. Yeah, but I'm right. You're not supposed to be right. You know, we're not here about being right. Okay, it's acknowledging the weakness, overcoming, overpowering it, and choosing, replacing it with a surge of what do you want to do, and generate all the energy towards that direction. If you become a victim, which means you park in the intersection, you become a victim, you become a complainer, you became you're bad news. Later on, that will develop into mental problems, mental instability, and later on that can develop easily into health problems. That's another way to explain why cancer is a name of a terrible disease that is proven already, that is activated, generated, okay, revealed when we are emotionally unstable. That's why a crab, which is the cancer, the sign of cancer, never walks forwards. It always walks sideways, like either right or wrong, left or right, dark or light, happy, unhappy. What we call it is basically manic depressive or lunatic. So our job during this month, our tikkun, all of us, if you're born under the month of cancer or you're not, that is the tikkun of this month. When we really take control over that, again, being aware of the way emotion, being aware that this emotion can kill us. So we have to shut it down and immediately choose the light and go there. What if I couldn't dial again and again till you do it? That's why we learn. You can fall 7 times, but you have to get up all over again. That's basically what it is. So especially in this month, if you do that, and when you correct the energy of cancer, we have to realize cancer is is a very, very dangerous time because it's a very powerful time. However, the most special date of this month is the 17th of Tammuz, the day of the sin of the golden calf. By the way, the 4th of July, 1776, was the 17th of Tammuz, the day of the golden calf. However, what if the Israelites did not commit the sin of the golden calf? Moses is coming down with the two tablets, and that manifests as the Messianic age, the beginning of the Messianic age for the whole humankind. And that means a lot. This is very powerful. So we have the two sides in this month, the side of one, and it says, the prophets are saying, when the Messianic age is coming, that's going to be a great holiday. Why? Because you turn it around and all the weaknesses become strength. For instance, another tip, very powerful, important tip about cancer. And just to complete what we just learned, cancer that are not aware spiritually for what's happening, they are busy all the time. What do I feel? How do I feel? How powerful is that feeling? And you dwell on those feelings. Okay? As I said, this is terribly dangerous. Why? Because you are parking in a stop sign. Okay, you can get a ticket or somebody can get into you from behind or from, you know, don't do that. On the other hand, if you turn it around and instead of being busy, and I'm saying this is not just for people under the sign of cancer, it's for everyone because all of us have the cancer inside us. If the moment we take that sensitivity and we turn it around, instead of being busy all the time, what do I feel? Is to be busy what others people do feel. And how can I serve them? Then I can take that weakness and turn it into a most powerful advantage. That's why people of the sign of Cancer can be the biggest and the best commanders, leaders, CEOs, managers. Why? Because number one thing about running other people is being sensitive to them. Sensitivity is so much more important than learning business. You know, when you come to do business, you realize that maybe what you learn in school was 10%, 90% is sensitivity. Knowing, and people from the sign of Cancer, they have like magical abilities of sensitivity. When they use it to sense others, not themselves, to sense others so they can serve others and empower others, they can become the greatest leaders, managers, and CEOs. And this is in a magical way. When we have that high sensitivity and we use it for others, not just to think all the time, what do I feel? How do I feel? How much should I talk about? How do I feel? Who should I talk about? How do I feel? Stop. Move forward. Choose a direction. Choose a light. Choose a vision greater than life and go there. So, wishing everybody a great month and a great work for all of us. Thank you so much and have a great month of Tammuz.